are listening to the Nasty Backpack Podcast.
What up, 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 everybody? It's your boy, Nasty Backpack. Y'all listen to the Nasty Backpack Podcast, coming live and direct out of AZ, where it's 115 or some shit like that. Phoenix Suns just smoked the fucking Lakers, took them out the playoff, and life is good, life is good. Let's get into it. So, I caught some news today about one of this dude I used to know. I wouldn't really call him a friend. We hung out a couple times when I first started at my job. And cool dude, you know, he was in a different department that was kind of like subcontracted by my company, but he was a manager of that. Of his employees on that one site. And I just got the news today that he passed away due to an overdose. And you know, I kicked it with him like 4 or 5 times, but we worked together almost every day, so it was like for a minute, you know, I kind of would chop it up with him for a good minute. And I never knew that. I even got my brother and sister job with them at one point, but I never knew that he was battling with addiction. And when I got that news today that he passed away, it was just like, dang, like I had no clue. And I wish, you know, I was just thinking about if I only knew, you know, could have possibly helped him. And you know, it's sad because this fentanyl stuff that's going around has really, really taken over our country, but it's, and a lot of our young adults, but it's even starting to hit like our youths, you know, I'm hearing of kids getting a hold of it at 12 years old, 13 years old. And, man, this stuff is just, it's just killing society. It's killing our kids. It's killing our young men. It's killing our neighborhoods. It's killing our country. And there's so much that I was just in the hoods today in Phoenix, and, you know, just driving around, looking around, I can see who has that shit. I can see who's smoking that shit. I can see who's using that shit. And I can see who's selling that shit. And it's like, fuck, like, what have we come to as a society where we're feeding this poison to our kids? And it's just, it's sad. I mean, certain neighborhoods in Phoenix are taken over by this drug, and we gotta reverse this shit, because it's bad. It's so bad that a lot of our celebrities that we love and follow and watch and listen to their music, or, you know, they're battling with a lot of these problems as well. And it's like, this problem has got so bad that it's flooding into mainstream, you know, celebrities that have lots of money. And part of the reason could be that certain people glorify certain drugs that get the kids watching it and then wanting to try it, and then before they know it, they're hooked. And I mean, as Americans, we just need treatment. America needs treatment. And a lot of politics and policies that are happening today are going to affect our future in the long run, especially, you know, especially with these borders open and a lot of people coming across the borders. Like, a lot of these people are going to fall into these neighborhoods that are already bad, and they're going to raise kids in these neighborhoods that are, and And if you just go off based off the 10% rule, you know, you're going to see at least 10% of these kids hooked on this shit by the time they're probably 20 years old. And we just got to figure out how to reverse it. We got to figure out how to make a change. Because once you go down that road of addiction, it's the hardest battle that kid or that young man or that young woman are going to face in their lives. And us on the outside, seeing these people that we love, just a shell of themselves after they go through that battle, it's a sad, it's just sad to see, you know. And you know, I'm myself, I'm gonna try to help by, you know, spreading the message that this shit's not cool. The shit that these rappers are rapping about, the shit that, you know, the doctors are prescribing, and you know, like, it's just not cool. Because like I said, it's in neighborhoods, it's in elementary schools already, it's in junior highs, it's in high schools, it could be in your neighborhood. And we got to start helping these folks so that we can get our sisters and our brothers and our wives and husbands and shit, even grandparents. Like, it's that bad. And we got to figure out how to get this fentanyl out of the game, because what a lot of people don't understand is that once you get addicted to fentanyl, you can't just cold turkey and cut that shit off. You can, if you're strong enough to go through it and feel those withdrawals and feel those cold sweats and diarrhea and all that, and just be in pain. But without that shit, without some kind of medication or mat services, medication assisted treatment, you're gonna struggle. And we got to start educating our youth on that, because that's gonna be where they're gonna end up. They're gonna be in some kind of medicated assisted treatment to get off this shit, if they're even able to get off of it. A lot of times people go through even mat services and they can't shake it out even after that. And you know, they end up in mat services on methadone or Suboxone or one of those. And a lot of times they're still using. And you know, they can't get a job, they can't do anything. But yeah, we just got to be better. We got to stop glorifying these drugs. If you're a lean sipper, we got to stop that. We got to stop the lean. Because the lean's what gets a lot of our young kids hooked on fentanyl and on heroin and shit like that. Because once the lean runs out, then you're looking for the same type of feeling, that so you don't get sick. And fentanyl is a lot cheaper and more available. You're gonna go with that shit. Benzos and shit. Benzos the same shit. The benzos ain't even the benzos anymore. Now they're fucking mostly fentanyl and carfentanyl, and that shit is killing our kids. And if you're mixing fentanyl and benzos and alcohol, you might as well just say goodnight, because that's how a lot of people are overdosing, mixing fentanyl with other substances like benzos and alcohol, or you know, alcohol and benzos. And I mean, we just gotta reverse this. We gotta find out where this shit's coming in at, and that shit needs to end, because I'm seeing grandmas and sons and daughters and kids and you know, generations of families in these treatment facilities. And it's just like, you know, you'll see the grandma, the son, and the fucking dad all in the same place, you know, getting medication assisted treatment. and at the same time still struggling with their addiction. And you know, once you go down that route, you pretty much lose that person that you love. Even if they don't overdose, they're never going to be the same. And we just got to stop our kids from and our young men and women from going down that route, because I've seen the homeless population rise like crazy in Phoenix. You know, and you see it. People are camping everywhere. And it's because of the drug use. Because once you start an addiction and you're stuck on that addiction, you're going to lose your wife. You're going to lose your job, your house, your car, your business, your limbs. And you pretty much lose yourself. Even if you survive it till you're 60, 70 years old, the person that you were, your goals are gone. And it's really, I mean, people can get that stuff back, but it's really, really, really hard. And we got to try to protect our kids from this shit. And because we all know somebody that is suffering from addiction or has suffered from addiction, and we know people that have come back and try to get a hold of their lives again, and we know people that probably will never get their lives back again, or if they overdose, then you know, we just gotta be careful with this shit and really try to buckle down. We need to start putting people in an office that are gonna fight those agendas and see that as the real problem of our country, because that's something that's just wiping out communities, wiping out families, wiping out generations, wiping out, you know, society. You go to some parts of Phoenix and there's nothing positive going on in these areas. And it's sad. It's sad because 2 minutes away, you could be living in a $500,000 to $1 million house. And 2 minutes away from there is, you know, a whole bunch of fentanyl and drug addicts and drug dealers and people that are homeless. And we got to clean these streets up. We got to start holding people accountable who are bringing these drugs in and pushing these drugs out. And we got to start getting these people that are suffering the help they need. There's so many programs in Phoenix and in Arizona and probably in most states. There's so many programs to try to help people get their lives back. And once you fall in that range, you got to look yourself in the mirror and you got to try to bring yourself back. And whatever kind of treatment that works for you, you got to work through it. And you know, it's going to be an uphill battle, but with time and effort, you know, you'll pull through. But that's all I have for today. You know, I just wanted to kind of share my thoughts on that. Like I said, you know, I got the news that this dude died, and I didn't realize how old he was. He looked pretty young, around my age, but he was a little bit old. He was around 40. And from what I heard is he picked up the addiction from work, from what I heard, but I'm not sure how true that is either. But it was just, it's just kind of sad that, just sad all the way around. And, you know, his mom lost a son, his son lost a dad, and it's heartbreaking. It really is. And if we know somebody that is struggling with addiction, try to get them the help. Try to talk to them. Try to look at the options that are available out there, because you know, we're losing a lot of family members, a lot of mama sons, like my boy Comrie Brown talking about. But we got to try to clean these streets up, and you know, it ain't gonna happen overnight, but we got to start holding these pharmaceutical companies accountable for this shit, the same way that they're prescribing these Percocets and these oxycodones and all these pain pills that got a lot of our youth and our young men and just men and women in society addicted. We need to start holding them accountable for this shit. And the same way they're pushing that shit out and affecting our streets and getting our society hooked on shit, they need to come and put that same money and reuse that in those neighborhoods to clean that shit up and get people the treatment that they need. Because if you don't, it's just a revolving door, and these people, you know, they find themselves stealing from their families and committing crimes and then end up in the system. And then, like I said, it's an uphill battle from there if they ever try to get sober. And even when they do get sober, it's still going to be an uphill battle, because they're going to have a lot of fucking crime or you know, crime shit on their record, or DCS, or you know, problems. They just, you know, it's a revolving door. And I don't know if our politicians are creating these issues so that it remains a revolving door, but we need to shut this shit down and start paying attention a little bit more to what's going on in the world. And right now, I would say addiction is probably one of our worst problems, and we got to start holding people accountable for this shit. But anyways, it's your boy Nasty Backpack. I hope y'all got something from this episode, because this episode right here is, like you said, it's just gonna go a little bit deeper, just because I'm, you know, maybe that's my purpose with this podcast is to help somebody going through it, or help somebody get help or seek help from anything that they're going through with this. Because with addiction, it leads down to a lot of different roads, and without the proper support, it's really hard to climb out of that. But I think this is something that I'm gonna start pushing this podcast towards a little bit more, just because, you know, I had like an epiphany one night, and I was chilling and thinking, and I was just like, being in, you know, the behavioral health field, when seeing people struggle with treatment, and it's sad, and it's a struggle to help, but it's something that I love to do. So, you know, I'm gonna push this podcast a little more to kind of lean towards that direction. And if y'all know somebody that's going through it, and I don't even care where you're from, I'll fucking do the research myself to try to find the help for that person, whoever it is. So y'all can always reach out to me. Y'all can hit me up on Nasty Backpack Podcast at gmail.com, and you know, send me the info, and you know, I'll look into it and try to find treatment for some of these folks. And you know, let's grow this channel so that we can start helping people. And I think I think we can make it work. But anyways, it's your boy Nasty Backpack. We out.